Hey, you can't sleep either, huh? Christmas Eve does that to me as well. The entire idea of Santa coming and all the presents in the morning gets me just so amped up. Who could possibly fall asleep under these conditions? Even though I'm older now, I still can't get over old habits. I just need to come down and see the tree before Santa comes. Just to make sure that the milk and cookies are still out. This Christmas is kind of special too. We're all home for the holidays, and who knows where we'll all be next year. We're getting older, and we won't always be in time to celebrate together. Actually, talking about getting older, I feel there are things that I should know about. Now that I'm more mature. I've heard the other kids talk about it sometime, but there's just so much disinformation and lies out there. I need someone I can trust. So, could you help me? No, wait, sex? I didn't mean the birds and the bees talk. They already teach us that stuff at school. And I have the whole internet at my disposal. Brother, I know what sex is. I'm not a kid, so don't treat me like one. What I need to know is Santa real? Come on, don't look at me like that. It's a serious question. Let's look at the facts. I get presents from Santa every year. I leave out the cookies and milk for him, and they're gone every morning. And then there's just how magical this time of year feels, especially tonight. If Santa doesn't exist, how else could you explain all of this? My friends act like he doesn't exist, but I still believe. Or at least, I'm trying to keep an open mind. Or maybe I'm just in denial. I really want to believe, but it's getting harder and harder. So, I proposed a test for myself. Santa rewards the nice and punishes the naughty. And I've been doing some really naughty things over the past few weeks. But I'm just so used to being a good girl, especially when it gets closer to Christmas. Every time I plan on not doing my homework or not doing my chores, a Christmas song would come on the radio and I'd chicken out. But it's Christmas Eve already and I'm worried that I'm gonna be too late. Because I've been as nice as I've ever been. So this calls for drastic measures. I need you to have sex with me. You're looking at me all weird again. Yes, I'm being serious again. Would I lie this close to Christmas? See, that's the problem. I can't help being a good girl when thinking about Christmas. That's why I need to do something that's insanely naughty to tip the scales. In order to see that lump of coal in my stocking? To prove that Santa is real. So, if I let my brother take my virginity on Christmas Eve of all nights, and Santa Claus still brings me presents, well, then I'll know that Santa Claus isn't real. He should be able to see this kind of thing, and I can't imagine he'd approve. So, are you gonna help me prove whether or not Santa Claus is real? No, you won't get in trouble, I promise. Obviously, if Santa is real, I think legally he has to keep this a secret. Mom and Dad might wonder why I get cold this year, but they won't know why. And if Santa Claus isn't real, he won't see anything. I'll still get the presents I was gonna get anyways, and I won't tell on you. Call it an early Christmas present from your little sis. 'Cause I've been slacking in that department and got you socks again. I'm sorry, you're just really, really hard to shop for. But I'm pretty sure screwing with your little sister is something you won't want to return. And I wore this Christmassy nightgown just for you. It's the closest thing to wrapping paper that I can wear. So, do you want to unwrap this present? I could see that you're a little reluctant. That's okay. I end up opening your presents every year anyways. So I'll help you with this one. I'll just pull down this nightgown over my shoulders carefully. And slip it down a little further. I'm not gonna rip it off like I normally would with other wrapping paper. Although, you still can if you want. Or you can watch as I pull it over my chest to reveal two carefully placed bows covering my nipples. I didn't want to freak you out or anything. This way I'm not technically topless. Yet. I can keep pulling off the nightgown until you see my special panties. I bought them last year because they just seemed appropriate for Christmas. All red and green with little bows. They even say ho 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 on them. Now that you're seeing me like this, don't you want your little sis to be here? Ho 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 this Christmas? I can see that I'm definitely tempting you. That should be good for all kinds of naughty points right there. But not enough to be sure. So, I'm gonna peel off these bows from my breast. It must be cold outside. Because my nipples are rock hard. Like the tips of little candy canes. Do you want to see if they taste as sweet? Please? Please? That's it. Suck on my nipples. This is too much for you to resist, isn't it? Here, give me your hand, and I'll guide it into my panties. I've been too afraid to touch myself there too much. Cause I knew Santa would be able to see. But you can touch my pussy now. And Santa can watch all he wants. Can you please finish unwrapping me? Pull my panties off my hips and over my cute little bum, down my legs so I could step out of them. I'm completely naked now and it feels so naughty. I'll get down on all fours so we could do it doggy style. Although I suppose that's how reindeers do it too, so we're just keeping with the holidays. Oh, here's a pillow. I'll just kneel down on this to protect my knees. And get my bum up just at the right height for proper penetration. You'll notice that I stuck a bow right above my bottom, like a bunny tail, just to wiggle at you in hopes of convincing that you'll be very, very naughty with me. Cause I think we're being pretty naughty right now. I just need to be certain of the Santa thing. Yes, please, brother. Rub your hand over my pussy again. I feel so naughty right now. But you could tell that from just how wet your hand is getting from touching me, right? I could see that my thighs are glistening like icicles, but they're not cold. Actually, my entire little body is very, very, very hot right now. Especially when you have your cock pressed up against me. It feels as warm as that fire crackling over there in the fireplace. The same fireplace that Santa is supposed to appear in. But before he gets here and enters our house, I need you to enter me. I need you to make love to your little sis and do something so very naughty. Naughty enough that I'll get lumps of coal for the rest of my life. Your cock is right there. Please. Please, push it in. I'm ready. Just grab onto my waist. I'll hold still while you hold me. You feel so good. It's going in, I could feel it. Inch by naughty inch, you're doing it. Now that we're doing it, it feels really good. I thought it hurt more, but I was just so wet. Being naughty feels kind of nice, but the important thing is that I find out about the truth about Santa. So please, brother, I need you to fuck me. I need you to move that hard cock in my pussy. Just putting your cock into me and taking my virginity might not be naughty enough right now, even if it's incest. Santa's probably on his way already. And we can't risk that. He just looked away when you started fucking me. We need to make sure to complete the act. Because letting my brother come inside me would be something Santa can't possibly ignore. Fuck yes, please. Yes. Yes. You feel so, so very nice. And very naughty. I like being my brother, so. I hope you like your present. I might be a little too small for you, but I think you got to fit anyways. And now that you've broken me, you definitely can't return me. But you won't want to do that, would you? You want to keep fucking your little sister and even her little pussy until they both have Christmas orgasms? I know you want to see the Santa. You see me when I'm sleeping. So you'll definitely see me when I'm getting screwed by my brother. Is this naughty enough for you, Santa? If you're real, you have to bring me coal now. But I don't mind. What you're doing to me feels so much better than a present that Santa could put underneath the tree, brother. You're making loves to me so well right now. You're gonna give me such a big orgasm. Maybe even a baby. Yes, definitely a baby. I didn't think about it before. About what could happen if we did this. But I want to make a Christmas baby with you. If you can, that would be so, so naughty, but I'm not crazy. Not clinically insane. I'm just crazy for your cock right now. you dare pull out of me. Don't ruin Christmas by not coming in me. Besides, I really want you to come inside me. Don't you? Just as much as you want to fuck me. You haven't stopped yet. You're just fucking me faster and faster. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna have my first orgasm. The best one possibly by filling me with your baby powder. Yes, I said it. Get over it. Come inside me. Come inside your little sister. All these presents come from? No, they're not the ones that Mom and Dad left us. There's more. And the stockings are awful. Wait. This present has my name on it. This has to be a lump of coal. Or something awful. Santa must have... Wait. An iPhone? From Santa? After all of that? This must be a mistake. What about this one? A laptop? A really, really nice laptop. From Santa? Oh my gosh. Santa is real. Apparently he doesn't mind incest. Actually, it might even improve. These are my best gifts so far. And there's still so much more. But I already have my best gift. You. You know? The rest of these presents can wait until tomorrow morning. Let's tiptoe back to my room. I want to start getting naughty for next Christmas.